I told her everything, all that I knew about my bloodline, about James Burkett, the first bloody barber, who came east from the frontier like a reverse pioneer bringing his wildness to New York, and Rusty Barber, my war hero grandfather who wound up gutting a man in a fight over a traffic accident in Lowell, Massachusetts, and my own father, Bloody Billy Barber, whose shadowy climactic orgy of violence involved a young girl and a knife in an abandoned building. After 34 years of waiting, the whole story took only 5 or 10 minutes to tell. Once it was out, it seemed like a puny thing to have found so burdensome for so long, and I was confident briefly that Lori would see it that way too. "That's what I come from." She nodded, blank-faced, doped with disappointment. In me, in my history, in my dishonesty.
"Andy, why didn't you ever tell me?"
"Because it didn't matter. It was never who I was. I'm not like them."
"But you didn't trust me to understand that."
"No, Lori, it's not about that."
"You just never got around to it?"
"No. At the beginning, I didn't want you to think of me that way. Then the longer it went, the less it seemed to matter. We were so happy.
Until now, when you had to tell me, you had no choice."
"Lori, I want you to know about it because it's probably going to come out. Not because it really has anything to do with this, but because shit like this always comes out. It has nothing to do with Jacob or me."
"You're sure of that?"
I died for a moment. Then, "Yes, I'm sure.
So sure that you felt you had to hide it from me."
"No, that's not right.
Anything else you haven't told me?"
"No."
"You're sure?"
"Yes." She thought it over.
"Okay, then."
"Okay, meaning what? Do you have any questions? Do you want to talk?" She gave me a reproachful look. I was asking her if she wanted to talk at 2 in the morning, on this morning.
"Lori, nothing is different. This doesn't change anything. I'm the same person you've known since we were 17.
"Okay." She looked down at her lap where her hands were wrestling.
"You should have told me before. That's all I can say right now. I had a right to know. I had a right to know who I was marrying, who I was having a child with."
"You did know. You married me. All this other stuff is just history. It's got nothing to do with us."
"You should have told me, that's all. I had a right to know."